Hello?
Thank you for calling OMEXO. This is Demetrius speaking.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
How can I help you? Thank you for calling OMEXO.
I ordered your product a couple months back, and it almost killed me. Never slept one night. And I saw yesterday they delivered another big box, and I would imagine they charged it to my card. And I want to send it back because it didn't. All it did was bound me up. I went through hell. Never slept one night. The only thing I have left is the travel pack. I took the whole thing. Everything that you guys advertised, nothing went that way. The opposite. Constipated me, almost killed me. I'm sending this one back, the one I got yesterday. I'm sending it back. I don't want it. Hello?
Yes, ma'am, I'm still here. All right, let me pull up your account. Can you provide me with your zip code?
06610.
Thank you. Can I get your last name?
Bell.
I'm sorry?
Bell, B-E-L-L.
Bell, okay. Thank you. All right. And verify the shipping address for me.
22 Richardson Street, and that's Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Thank you.
This thing will kill me.
All right. But you see here we had our OMEX sleep, right? That does help get that sleep. I'm sorry?
Can you repeat?
I said, I do see here you had our OMEX sleep. It does help getting that relaxation and sleep.
Yeah.
You said it wasn't working out?
Never did. I said, let me try. I did the whole bottle except for the travel package. Mm-hmm. I didn't touch that. But it constipated me so badly that I thought I would have to go to the hospital. I never slept one night from it. Never. Mm-hmm. Never.
I understand that. What if I could put it on a discounted price for you today, ma'am, if you want to keep trying it? Was everything being taken correctly?
Trust me. Mm-hmm. I am a nurse. I know how to take medications, how to follow.
Right.
And I did that, and I finished the bottle. The only thing I didn't touch was the travel package. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to take these. I was shocked when I saw these come because I thought I would have to call and tell you guys, oh, it worked. Did work. I have so many, you know, people who can tell you what I went through.
All right. Even if I can put it on changing the ship date of it, anything like that for you today, would that help out?
What do you mean?
Because right now you're on to receive it every 2 months. I said, if anything, I could change.
No. I'm not going to go through what I went through. This. No.
No problem.
No.
Problem.
No. This thing almost killed me.
Now, we do have two choices for that. We can either cancel the account. We have to cancel and keep. We can just cancel the account and keep the product. Or we can cancel it. Well, I can get an RMA number, and you have to ship the product back at your own expense. Once we receive that product, we'll issue a refund.
Okay, I will send it back because it doesn't make any sense.
All right, I have to provide you with the RMA number first.
You have to provide me with what?
I have to provide you with the RMA number first, ma'am, so you can ship it back to us because we won't be able to issue the credit unless you ship it back with that RMA number.
Okay. Let me get my pen. It's the way you guys advertise this thing, I was like, oh my God, it's going to be good. And I took the whole bottle. I took everything. It didn't work. I was very disappointed. You said RA number. What is that?
All right, the RMA number. All right, it's gonna be 275.
Come on, okay.
27595.
Back on all the pens are cold. Two seven five nine five. So what do I put that on the box?
You're right. You need to put that on the box. Gotta make sure that's visible. Because you won't be able to issue that refund unless you have that RMA number.
I sure will do that. Okay. Thank you. Sorry it didn't work.
No problem, ma'am. I do apologize about that.
Okay.
But is there anything else I could do for you today, ma'am?
No. Thanks.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, that's all I can do for you. I do thank you for calling.
That's okay. Just didn't work. Thank you.